This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. 44 of the 50 U.S. states are experiencing high or very high respiratory virus levels, and seasonal flu activity remains high and continues to rise, according to the CDC. Nearly 20,000 people in the United States were admitted to the hospital for flu last week, almost double the number of admissions from the week before. The latest surveillance data probably does not reflect the full effects of holiday gatherings because it only captures inpatient admissions through November 26th, just 2 days past Thanksgiving. Flu hospitalizations have increased at rates typically seen in December or January. The cumulative hospitalization rate hasn't been this high at this point in the season in more than a decade. The CDC estimates that there have been at least 8.7 million illnesses, 78,000 hospitalizations, and 4,500 deaths from influenza so far this season. Children's health leaders requested a formal emergency declaration from the federal government to support hospitals and communities amid an alarming surge of pediatric respiratory illnesses, including respiratory syncytial virus, RSV, and influenza. The Biden administration has offered available funding, including $400 million from the CDC, to prepare for and respond to public health threats each year, including flu and other respiratory diseases such as RSV, along with data, analysis, and other planning resources put together by the federal government. The federal government is monitoring the supply chain for critical drugs and devices, and federal health officials over the past month have been engaging with the National Governors Association. Montana State University will kick off the holiday season with its annual lighting of Montana Hall in the 7th annual event scheduled for December 7th at 5:30 p.m. President Wadded Cruzado and MSU mascot Champ will arrive on a horse-drawn sleigh. The lighting event will take place on the south side of Montana Hall this year on the Malone Centennial Mall. Cruzado and Champ, the MSU Spirit Squad, the Drumline, and leaders of associated students of MSU will be there, and the School of Music's Montanans and the newly formed Champ's Children's Choir, featuring children from the Child Development Center and ASMSU Daycare, will provide holiday music. There will be refreshments like hot chocolate, apple cider, cookies, and cotton candy. The event is free and open to everyone and typically draws 300 to 500 people. For the Montana Hall lighting ceremony, the MSU campus will offer free parking in all non-reserved spaces after 4:30 p.m. on December 7th. A rare cosmic event beamed light at Earth from 8.5 billion light-years away. An incredibly bright flash that appeared in the night sky in February was the result of a star straying too close to a supermassive black hole, meeting its untimely end there as it was ripped to shreds. But the rare cosmic event actually occurred 8.5 billion light-years away from Earth when the universe was just a third of its current age. The signal from the luminous explosion known as AT-2022 CMC was first picked up by the California Institute of Technology's Palomar Observatory on February 11th. When a star is torn apart by a black hole's gravitational tidal forces, it's known as a tidal disruption event. Astronomers have observed such violent events before, but AT-2022 CMC is brighter than any previously discovered. It's also the most distant ever observed. Astronomers believe that when the black hole gobbled up the star, it released a massive amount of energy and sent a jet of material streaking across space at near the speed of light. It's likely that AT-2022 CMC appeared so bright in our sky because the jet was pointed directly toward Earth, creating what's known as a Doppler boosting effect. The discovery could reveal more about the growth of supermassive black holes, as well as how they snack on stars. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.